Hi everyone, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Erin.
So Erin, you don't have any pets now.
No.
But have you had in the past?
Well, my family has had pets.
Right.
So they're more my parents' pets, but I still call them my pets. I have a dog and a cat.
Okay. Which one needs more attention?
You would think it would be the dog.
I would.
But it's both.
Okay, the cat needs a little bit of...
The cat needs a lot of attention.
Oh, bless it. Yeah, I guess I'm the same. I've never had a pet when I've lived by myself. It's always been my family and their cats, or my grandparents and their separate dogs kind of thing. I would love a cat. I have to admit, I would very much like a pet cat. I've never seen myself as a dog owner.
I think we're both the same in that way.
Okay.
I love dogs, but I don't want to be a dog owner.
That's
a lot of work.
It is. Although the cats, I can just imagine them. I've got a book and there's a cat on the book looking at me.
I don't think I would have a problem with that.
My reading life would be done.
Yes.
Anyway, animals do take a lot of care and attention. And as we're going to find out in this month's Meet the Wongs, sometimes young people don't realize how much care they need.
Right.
Let's find out what's going to happen.
I promise to love my pets.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Mr. Wong, Mrs. Wong, and Grandpa arrive home.
Kids, we're home.
Oh my! What happened?
Mac and Cheese look really hungry.
We were only away for 2 days. Didn't the kids feed them?
They didn't walk the dogs either.
Kids, get downstairs now!
Paige and the twins appear. They look worried.
Everyone, did you have a good trip?
Why didn't you take care of Mac and Cheese?
Paige was going to feed them.
I was busy with my homework.
We were busy too. With homework.
Paige, you have to take responsibility too.Are the big sister.
We're sorry.
You kids need to learn about caring for pets. You will get a prize. after you finish all the jobs on the list.
Word power!
Away, away. Tony is away on vacation right now, but he'll be back next week. Tony is away on vacation right now, but he'll be back next week. Feed, 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 fed, fed. Stacy feeds her pet cat twice a day. Stacy feeds her pet cat twice a day. Take care of, take care of. Take, took, taken. Karen stayed home to take care of her sick daughter. Karen stayed home to take care of her sick daughter. Prize, prize. Brian won the race, so he gets the prize. Brian won the race, so he gets the prize.
Okay, so first we see that Mr. Wong, Mrs. Wong, and Grandpa arrive home.
Right.
It looks like they've been on a trip or they've been out. Maybe they've been away and they've left the kids to just look after things for a day maybe. And Mr. Wong calls out, "Kids, we're home."
Oh.
Okay.
Classic line, when you enter the house, we're home.
Yeah, everybody.
And that's when the kids hide what they're doing, if they're doing something wrong.
Yes, kind of all the broken things get pushed under the carpet or the rug.
They don't need to know. But then we see in the picture, Mrs. Wong also says, "Oh my, what happened?"
Oh dear.
Oh, so we sometimes use the phrase, "Oh my," to show that you are surprised about something, or sometimes if you're a little unhappy about something. Now, we can pair it with other words, too. Sometimes people say, "Oh my goodness," or "Oh my God."
OMG, exactly.
Right.
So, but what is it that's made her say this? We see in the picture that Mac and Cheese, that's their two dogs, are looking very sad and hungry. Maybe they're holding their bowls, which are empty, like, kind of thing. And Mr. Wong, he says, "Mac and Cheese look really hungry."
So,
those poor doggies.
I don't know. I guess Mr. and Mrs. Wong and Grandpa weren't there to feed them. But Mrs. Wong also says, "We were only away for 2 days."
2 days.
Okay, so now 2 days of not eating, that's not great.
No.
Now, we use the word "away" here in the sentence. It's an adverb. It's spelled A-W-A-Y, away. Let's take a closer look at it now. If someone is away from work, home, or school, then they are not in this place. Now, here are some examples. People go away on holidays, or they could be away from school because they are sick, or they could be away from work because they're on a business trip. Here's another example sentence. Tony is away on vacation right now, but he'll be back next week. One more time. Tony is away on vacation right now, but he'll be back next week.
So yeah, only 2 days away, but the poor dogs are hungry. Mrs. Wong says, "Didn't the kids feed them?"
Ooh.
Okay, we see the word "feed" there. It's a verb. It's spelled F-E-E-D, feed. The past tense and the PP are just fed, F-E-D. So, I feed you, I fed you yesterday. Now, let's find out what that word does mean by looking at our next word power section. To feed means to give food to a person or an animal. So you often need to feed a baby because they can't eat themselves. You feed an animal by putting food in their bowl or something like that. Here's an example. Stacy feeds her pet cat twice a day. Stacy feeds her pet cat twice a day.
Okay, so we saw that the dogs are looking hungry. They're also looking sad. Mm. But in the next picture, we're going to find out something else that's a little bit yucky.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so in the picture, we see Grandpa stepping in some dog poop.
Oh no.
And he says, they didn't walk the dogs either. Uh-oh. Now, when you walk a dog, you take it outside of the house to get some exercise and use the bathroom outside of the house. Otherwise, they go inside and then you step in it and
it smells bad. Yes. Now, of course, when you take them outside, you need to then pick up the dog poop and put it in a bag and put it away in the right place. So it looks like the kids haven't done any of this.
Mm-mm.
Mrs. Wang is pretty angry. We see her shout, and it's all in capital uppercase letters, "Kids, get downstairs now!"
Mm.
Oh, that kind of shouting always takes me back to my own childhood. Get downstairs! Okay, now downstairs here, we're using it as an adverb, okay? It can be used as a noun or an adjective. Here, it's modifying a verb, so get. Now, as a place, downstairs means the floor below, at the bottom of some stairs. When we use it as an adverb, we're using some kind of verb with it. Come downstairs, go downstairs, get downstairs, walk downstairs. And it just means to move yourself from the higher level of the building to a lower level. If you yell, get downstairs now, it means the kids are likely up in their rooms, hiding from the bad situation, and the angry mom wants them to come down so she can yell at and punish them. She's in charge, so she won't go upstairs to them. The kids must come downstairs to her.
That's right. All right, so let's find out what happens next. We see this scenario here. It says, Paige and the twins appear. They look worried.
Uh-oh.
Good reason to as well. They didn't take care of mac and cheese. But Paige speaks up first. She's the oldest. She says, "Hi, everyone. Did you have a good trip?"
Oh, she's trying to be polite, just so she doesn't really get in trouble.
Yeah, maybe she's trying to be innocent.
Yes, but it's not going to work. Mrs. Wang says, "Why didn't you take care of mac and cheese?" So take care of is a phrasal verb, okay, three words together. Now the take bit, you can change the verb form. So take, took, taken, taking, will take, whichever tense is right. But you still need to change the verb even when it's in a phrasal verb. Now let's look at the meaning of that phrasal verb, take care of. To take care of something or someone means to protect someone or something and provide the things that that person or thing needs. So it could be food, water, warmth, a roof, just generally looking after them and making sure they're okay. For example, Karen stayed home to take care of her sick daughter. Karen stayed home to take care of her sick daughter.
Okay, so Mrs. Wang wants to know why none of them took care of the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jimmy and Timmy, they respond at the same time here. The twins go, Paige was going to feed them. So they're trying to put the blame over on their sister.
Yep, typical brother-sister interaction.
Mm-hmm.
Paige, on the other hand, says, I was busy with my homework.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So she's saying, they were supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm busy. I'm a high school student.
Right.
We also see that Jimmy and Timmy look guilty.
Uh-oh.
Their faces may be kind of like, uh-oh. Now, if you look guilty, your face or the way you stand makes other people think you've done something wrong. Maybe if you're looking up to one side, your hands are, Paige was going to do it, you know, that's pretty guilty.
Okay, well, Jimmy says, we were busy too. And then Timmy says, with homework. Maybe Timmy had the idea of what to say they were busy with after Jimmy said that first sentence. Now, in the picture, you can see in Jimmy and Timmy's thoughts, They're not busy doing homework, though. Even though they said they were, they lied here, they were actually busy playing computer games.
Oh, dear.
Uh-huh.
Now, in the article, you'll see that there are these little three dots kind of connecting up their speaking. And it means that when we use this, the boys are kind of talking slowly.
Right.
Like they're making up a story. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were busy too.
With homework.
With homework, yes. So that kind of is another way to show that they're not telling the truth.
Right.
They're lying.
Okay, now Mrs. Wong, she doesn't like this, but she says to Paige, not to me and Timmy, Paige, you have to take responsibility too. You are the big sister.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know that Paige is older, so she has more responsibility. Responsibility is a noun, and when you have responsibility, you are in charge of something. So if something goes wrong, it will be your fault and no one else's. Because you are in charge, you need to take care of these things. Make sure they happen. Now, here's an example sentence. It's my responsibility to wash the dishes every night. So, if I forget to do them, I get in trouble.
Yeah, now, as the older sister, Paige should be responsible. Timmy and Jimmy are both young.
Right.
You know that they might not do all the jobs properly, but Paige is older. She should know better.
Right.
She's almost an adult, and if she wants to be treated like one, she needs to be responsible, which is the adjective related to responsibility. Okay, so we next see that Paige and Jimmy and Timmy all say together, we're sorry. They know that they've done something wrong.
Right.
They have to apologize and, I guess, take whatever punishment is coming.
All right, well, they've apologized, so they know they've done something wrong, but they're not quite out of this trouble yet. Mr. Wong says, you kids need to learn about caring for pets. Now, Mr. Wong wants the kids to learn how to care for pets. When you care for something, like we learned earlier, you look after somebody or something who cannot take care of themselves. For example, Adam is sick, so his mother is staying home from work to care for him.
Make sure he's okay.
Right.
Now we see that Mr. and Mrs. Wong are giving the kids a list of jobs to do.
Mm-hmm.
So they've told, like, if you're going to take care of the pet, you do all of these things. And Mr. Wong actually says, you will get a prize after you finish all the jobs on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they have to do all of these things. If they do that, they will get a prize. Prize is a noun. It's spelled P-R-I-Z-E, prize, and it's our last word power word for the day. A prize is something that's given to someone who is successful in a competition, a race, a game, something like that. For example, Brian won the race, so he gets the prize. Brian won the race, so he gets the prize. Right. Will they get that prize? We're going to have to find out tomorrow because that's the end of day one of our article. Now it's time for us to do our review time.
Okay, stay tuned.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Hi everyone, welcome back to Review Time. Today, we've got four word power words, away, feed, take care of, and prize.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to ask Pat to tell a short story using all of those words.
Right.
But if you can, try to make it different than our Meet the Wong story today.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, Tom.
Okay.
Tom was a farmer's son.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He lived on a big farm, and one day his dad, the farmer, he went away to market with some animals, maybe, and he said, Tom, you have to stay here and take care of the other animals.
Okay.
Okay. So Tom, he's there on the farm, he's like, right, what do I do now? Okay, I need to feed the animals. So he goes around and he feeds all the animals. He washes them. He gives them water. He makes sure they're all happy and good. And then when his father comes back, he sees, wow, these animals are really healthy and in good condition. Let's take them to the fair.
Ooh.
And at the fair, they think, wow, your animals are so big and strong and healthy. We'll give them a prize to show they are the best animals in the whole area.
Oh, very good. I think we got that under one minute.
Did I? Okay. Uh-huh. I was just aiming for... I don't know what I was doing. I was trying to get the story out.
That's great.
Okay. Well, that is all the time we have for today's article. Thank you for watching. But we will be back tomorrow to find out whether Paige and Jimmy and Timmy can take care of their pets. They have a list of jobs to do that won't be easy, but if they can do it, they get a prize.
All right. Well, that's all the time we've got time for.
Yes.
So for A+ English, I'm Erin.
And I'm Pat. Bye-bye. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Step by step.
Oh, my. Oh my!
What's wrong?
A big cockroach just ran under my bed. Walk the dog. I have to go out in 10 minutes.
Why?
I want to walk the dog before it starts raining.
Hello, 大家好啊！最近呢，我有个朋友他交了一个新女友，哎，我就很为他开心啦，也顺便问他怎么追到的。他就跟我说啊，他每次呢都在公园看到那个女的在遛狗。于是啊，有天呢，他就鼓起勇气主动去问她说 ：“Do you often come here to walk your dog？” 你常来这里遛狗吗 ？Do you often come here to walk your dog？ 哎 ，walk the dog 这句话、啊、可不要以为是在骂别人走狗哎。Walk， 你一定在想，不是走路的意思吗？像是 I walk to school every day， 我每天走路上学。但是 walk the dog 这个是个特定用法。这里的 walk 呢变成及物动词，就是遛的意思，后面呢、啊、接你要遛的动物，像是呢我上班前啊都会先去遛狗 I always walk my dog before I go to work， 或者、啊、也可以说遛马 The man walked his horse on the stud farm， 那个男人牵着马在马场绕，只是呢通常遛狗是比较常用的说法哟。补充一下 walk 也可以当成名词变成散步的意思，常用的片语呢是 take a walk，例如啊 I sometimes take a walk with my girlfriend at a park on weekends， 我周末啊有时会跟我女友在公园散步。好啦，结果啊那个女的就跟他说，诶对啊你怎么知道啊，然后我朋友就跟他说，哦对啊，因为他就住在这附近啊，常看到他、啊、然后他自己其实也喜欢狗啊巴巴巴之类的，大聊狗一场。然后、啊、就问那个女的说，诶改天要不要一起去遛狗啊， Do you want to walk the dog together sometime？诶讲到这边啊我还真不知道我朋友哪时养了一只狗诶。然后啊那个女的就跟他说，好啊可以啊，那不然下礼拜就一起怎么样。结果啊突然我朋友就大喊一声 Oh my， 我的天哪到底怎么啦。再继续接下来的故事呢，我们啊先来讲讲 Oh my 到底什么意思。刚刚说到的 Oh my 就是我的天哪的意思哦。当发生了一件让你意想不到的事情啊就可以说，像是呢我常常忘东忘西，上次啊我就不小心把我的钱包留在餐厅里了，这时呢就可以说 Oh my I left my wallet at the restaurant， 或者是啊 Oh my I just won 100 million NT dollars， 天哪我中了1亿元耶。其实啊 ，Oh my 就跟 Oh my God 意思是一样的哦，只是啊，有的人呢，为了表示对神的敬意，就会改成 Oh my 或者是 Oh my gosh 之类的说法。当然呢，你可能也听过 Oh boy， 都是用来表示我的天哪这样的意思哦。好啦，结果我的朋友到底发生了什么事情呢？那你就问他说，哎，到底怎么啦？结果朋友居然就回答他说 ，I don't have a dog， 我没有狗。然后那女的居然笑了。然后我朋友就把他擦了 Oh my 这样也行，看来那些说自己交不到女友的卤蛇要加油啦。
Me the wants I promise to love my pets.
Mr. Wong, Mrs. Wong, and Grandpa arrive home.
kids, we're home.
Oh my, what happened?
Mac and Cheese look really hungry.
We were only away for 2 days. Didn't the kids feed them?
They didn't walk the dogs either.
Kids, get downstairs now!
Paige and the twins appear. They look worried.
Hi, everyone. Did you have a good trip?
Why didn't you take care of Mac and Cheese?
Paige was going to feed them.
I was busy with my homework.
We were busy too. With homework.
Paige, you have to take responsibility too. You are the big sister.
We're sorry.
You kids need to learn about caring for pets. You will get a prize after you finish all the jobs on the list.
Away, away. Tony is away on vacation right now, but he'll be back next week. Tony is away on vacation right now, but he'll be back next week. Feed, 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 fed, fed. Stacy feeds her pet cat twice a day. Stacy feeds her pet cat twice a day. Take care of, take care of. Take, took, taken. Karen stayed home to take care of her sick daughter. Karen stayed home to take care of her sick daughter. Prize, prize. Brian won the race, so he gets the prize. Brian won the race, so he gets the prize.